Welcome to episode 3 of PCSD.
What's the word?
With your host, Kevin Adger.
And Angelica Carrillo. And we are so excited for this third episode because we have a couple of people that we work very, very closely with. We have Deputy Patricia Kelly and Officer Brittany Borges. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, because we are talking recruiting. And as you know, it is a big, big topic, not just here at the Pima County Sheriff's Department, but really all throughout the country.
Yeah, every law enforcement agency is looking to fill positions in the career field of being a police officer or a corrections officer. So everyone is looking. And, you know, Deputy Kelly, tell me this. Why is recruiting so important to the department?
You know, like you said, every agency across the United States is kind of having a hard time with recruiting. So I was really happy when I found out that our department was putting a recruiting team together to kind of help with that. But the way people are applying, the types of people that are applying to this position are completely different now than they were 10, 20 years ago. And so we kind of have to get with the times. We have to keep up with the times so that we can pretty much stay relevant and people can think about the Pima County Sheriff's Department when they're trying to get into a law enforcement field.
Corrections Officer Borges, is being a recruiter a 9-to-5 job? Is it like you check in at 9, you check out at 5, or what is it like for you?
No, being a recruiter is not necessarily a 9-to-5 job. We do constantly go to the physical tests, which takes place on the weekends. So it's not a Monday through Friday job. We do engage with our people that apply for the position, our applicants, and we, you know, contact them after hours. We text them. We send emails after hours. So that's the way that we, you know, engage with our applicants.
Is text messages and social media, that usually the easiest way to get to some of those potential recruits?
I feel like it is one of the easiest ways, but we also, you know, talking to them on the phone is one of the best ways that I feel, and even in person, to contact them and talk to them about the positions.
And we know that you guys are talking on the phone. So just to give you guys some perspective, Patricia sits next to me in our office, and then Brittany's right behind us. And so it's an open office. We always hear them. You guys are always so busy and just really making sure that people know what they need to know to possibly join this department, and you're following up with them. So talking to you right now is super timely because we know that the deputy recruiting process opened up on the 25th of August. And when is it closing?
It's closing on October 13th. So, you know, if you have any interest at all or have ever even thought or wanted to be in the law enforcement field, I mean, this is a great time. Maybe you don't feel like you're ready to submit an application, but at least take that first step and talk to a recruiter or talk to a department member about their experience. Because I will say that once we get people that talk to us or people talk to our patrolmen or, you know, females in the field, people completely change their mind about, hey, you know what, I'm not ready to do this right now. So I would say take that first step to at least make contact with somebody that has that experience.
See how it is. And sure. I want to ask you this because this, you have a little bit of a different story, you know, than growing up wanting to be a police officer or a deputy. Tell us a little bit about your background. And, you know, you're not new to the Pima County Sheriff's Department by any means. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to be a deputy.
So I wanted to be a deputy for different reasons, but kind of why a lot of people want to be a deputy. I was, you know, a young kid and I was actually from Mexico, and I never really knew that somebody from a different country could become a deputy or a police officer here in the United States. So once I found out that that was possible, I mean, I took the necessary steps to do that. But, you know, I do remember being a little girl and thinking, hey, you know what? I think I want to be a police officer and help people when I grow up. And I started with a department in 2011 as a 911 dispatcher. It was an amazing career. I loved it. I actually stayed a little longer than I wanted to because I enjoyed it that much. But one day I just kind of woke up and decided, hey, you know what? This is the time. Like it was literally, you know, I woke up one day and thought to myself, if I'm going to do this, it needs to be now. And here I am.
So I love that.
That's awesome. Do you think your 911 dispatching, working with that, does that help you as a deputy?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it definitely helps because you gain some communication skills, you know, talking to people on the phone, needing to bring them down from, you know, their elevated state down to like a state where they can actually be calm enough to explain certain situations or tell you what actually is going on. So I will say that my communication with the public has been amazing. And I really believe that that had to do with my experience as a 911 dispatcher.
Okay. You know, talking about being on the phone, CO Borquez, why is it so important that you like follow up with the recruits from like the start of their process to when they like start the academy? Why is that so important?
It's very important to stay in contact with the applicants because you built a rapport with them and you also motivate them and show them that they are valued and with when they apply for the position that they are applying for. It's also really good for you to explain what they are expected in the positions. And I mean, overall, I feel like it's good to build a rapport because later on they might have questions in regards to the positions. And with the experience that we both have, we are able to, you know, motivate them and walk them through and, you know, help them through the whole process.
Do you think that helps keep them accountable for like dates when they need to be at specific events, whether it's a physical fitness test or a written test? Do you think that helps?
Absolutely. And, you know, us sending them emails when such important dates are coming up also shows them that, you know, we really want them to be part of our family, of our department, and make it a better place.
And so what sort of people are you looking for? What makes a good candidate to be, you know, not just a deputy? Obviously, that's the topic of today, and that's what we're recruiting for, but we're always recruiting. You know how salespeople say they're always closing, always
it's
be closing, always
true.
Be recruiting. What makes a good person to be a part of the PCSD family?
I feel like we are looking for highly motivated and committed people that really want to make this not just a job, but make it a career and grow in the department.
Somebody that's going to challenge themselves maybe to
exactly.
move forward, right? Mm-hmm. So I know so many people, not only in the process, but with our department who started in different areas. If you're motivated and you kind of come in understanding that, hey, I'm coming in with, you know, this position, but I don't necessarily have to stay in that position, right? So there's a lot of deputies on patrol who started off as dispatchers. There's the corrections officer who started off as a cook. We have a female actually who is currently a custodian. She's going through the corrections officer process. So just that motivation to be with our department and do more is going to be very beneficial for your career.
And there are so many opportunities. I started here about 4 or 5 months ago. Time flies when you're having fun. But, you know, that's something.
That's you're sitting next to me.
Yeah, it is. It's been a great time. And what's been surprising to me is that there are so many different opportunities within the department, right?
Yes.
Like you sign on to be a deputy and yes, you're out on patrol, but then within that, there are different, you can almost make, you know, a career that you're going to spend 20, 25 years in, but do different jobs
for sure.
every few years. And that's something
yes.
that I think is interesting. And when we're talking about trends of this generation, you know, a lot of people move different jobs because they don't want to be stagnant or, you know, you always want to be
exactly.
doing something different.
Challenge
but,
yourself.
Yeah. But here you have that opportunity under this PCSD umbrella.
For sure. Definitely.
Definitely take advantage of all the opportunities, doors that open up for you, the knowledge that you could gain and, you know, become a better asset to the department.
Nice. I like that. You know, I'll ask both of you guys, what are the biggest challenges for you as recruiters? Borquez, you want to go first?
I think one of my biggest challenges coming into the team as a new recruiter, knowing more about each position because I'm only experienced in the correction side. And I felt like learning about the positions, you know, is what was a little bit challenging for me. But now that I've been with the recruiting team for a little bit longer, I feel a little bit more comfortable talking to people about the positions and, you know, talking to them about the qualifications and requirements for each position.
For me, I want to say that it's our military personnel. I don't have that military background, right? So when people, you know, in the military kind of come in and then start asking questions about what it's like for somebody in the military, because I don't have that experience, you know, I feel like I am not necessarily the best point of contact for them, but I always do my best in getting them in contact with somebody who can help them or pointing them in the right direction. So even if I don't have necessarily a certain answer for them, I always make sure that I get those answers for them one way or another.
Yeah, there's a lot of different options for sure. What is the best advice for someone wanting to become a deputy or a corrections officer with PCSD that you can give if someone's listening out there, or someone's listening that thinks, hey, you know, my daughter, my son, my cousin, that kind of thing might be a good fit?
So I think I kind of mentioned something earlier, but if there's a want or you've ever had, you've ever thought, hey, you know, I wanted to be a deputy or a police officer when I was little. I just don't think that I'm cut out for it. Or I've talked to my family and they tell me I'm not the type of person, you know, that could be a police officer. Don't let things like that discourage you. Definitely look into it, because, you know, I can't tell you how many times I am approached at a career fair, a job fair, at a school, and people tell me, they're like, hey, me being a girl, you know, is that something, like, how do you feel about it? Can I be a police officer? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Sometimes people just need that extra push. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's something that we can definitely provide. So that is my biggest piece of advice, is if there has ever been any part of you that has wanted to get into this career, at least look into it, at least take that first step and make contact with either one of us, one of the recruiters, or somebody who's actually doing the job.
What about for you, Brittany, as a corrections officer? You're pretty tough, let me tell you.
So I think, you know, like Patricia says, if you want to do it, because don't let anything hold you back, you know, and talk to people who have experience with it. Not only as a female, you know, I feel very proud of being part of the department and being a corrections officer for so long, but I feel like it's also, you know, you, even your children look up to you as a role model. And I think that's an awesome feeling. So if you feel the need or even have thought about being in law enforcement before, like Patricia said, take the first step, talk to the recruiter, talk to somebody who has the experience and go through with it. Don't let anything stop you.
For sure.
All right. Speaking of stop, you know, we're just going to take a quick stop, take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Deputy Kelly and CEO Borquez on PCSD. What's the word?
This is Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos reminding you to think about safety this spooky season. As you and your families plan your Halloween costumes, remember to have a glow stick or a flashlight so drivers can see you, and always use a crosswalk. Drivers, remember to slow down and watch out for the little ones. If you're looking for a safe place to bring your children to trick-or-treat this year, the Pima County Sheriff's Department is hosting our annual trunk-or-treat event. It's happening Saturday, October 28th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Keno Main Complex. Let's have fun and stay safe, Pima County.
And we're back on PCSD.
What's the word?
We are talking recruiting. I'm your host, Kevin Adger, alongside
Angelica Carrillo. And today we are joined by Deputy Patricia Kelly and Corrections Officer Brittany Borquez. Thank you guys again for being here. So we want to kind of shift now to the timeline for becoming a deputy, because it is a pretty lengthy process. This is not just like a put your application in and we'll call you in a couple weeks with a yes or no. Tell us about that process.
So the process takes about 6 to 7 months from the time that you submit an application to the time that you actually start the academy, which is actually a good amount of time, because there are some agencies out there that take 8 to 10 months before you actually get hired. So we've made some changes to our process to where we were able to shorten that time frame. And I feel like, you know, we've gotten some good feedback off of that.
And so let's say I'm interested, I put in my application, talk about sort of the background process, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so once you submit an application, you're going to be contacted by one of the members of the recruiting team, pretty much just thanking you for submitting an application and letting you know that we're here as a resource for you. So if you have any questions at all throughout, you know, the application process or after the process closes, we're here to help you with anything. So after that, you'll be scheduled for the written exam. And after the written exam, once you pass that, you'll be scheduled for a physical fitness assessment. After the physical fitness assessment, the oral board would be the next step. After oral boards, we'll get started on your background. And background is really where what takes the longest. So we always tell applicants, hey, you know, we appreciate your patience. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing a thorough background check and making sure that we're getting the right people in these positions. After the background check, you know, we have things like a medical exam, drug test, we have a psychological exam and a polygraph, depending on which position you apply for.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier in terms of people's backgrounds, right? Someone might be, you know, worried about something they might have done in their past, that kind of thing. What do you say to those people? I know that you're always answering those questions over the phone and the call.
Yeah, for sure. So I always tell people, don't let something from your past keep you from applying, because you're never going to know. You're always going to be left wondering, hey, I wonder if I would have been able to make it as a deputy, you know, even with this in my background. This way, if you submit an application, you go through the entire process, you'll be able to know, okay, for sure, yeah, I can do this or no, I can't. Every situation is handled on a case-by-case basis. And so, I mean, we can't really give an answer as far as, you know, if it's something that you'll be able to do or not do. We just always encourage everybody to apply. That way their situation can be looked at very closely by our background investigators.
Very interesting. One question I had, why are the deputy candidates going through a corrections academy first and then onto the deputy academy?
We have revamped our deputy academy into two phases. Okay, phase one being, you know, learning a little more about the correction side, and phase two being the deputy side. Now, phase one consists of going through an actual corrections officer academy, which is 6 weeks long, doing a 6 week on the job training, and then you would work, you would transition to yours to a solo capacity and work at the jail for about 3 to 4 months while you wait for the deputy phase two portion of the academy to start. Now, one thing that I always stress to people, because people say, hey, I don't want to be a corrections officer, you know, I want to be a deputy. From day one that you get hired, you are hired as a deputy. Your classification is deputy. You are, in fact, getting deputy pay. It is just now an additional step in the process. And so the reason we do this is for a couple of things. One of the reasons is because we have a chance to get you on with the department sooner, mm-hmm. right? So like I mentioned before, it used to take about 8 to 10 months for you to be hired from the time that you submitted an application. Doing things this way allows us to get those applicants hired a lot faster with our department. They can start getting that deputy pay again from day one. And, you know, we've had some really good feedback from the people that have gone through this program. They've said that they really appreciate everything that they learned, not only through the academy, but actually working in the jail. They said that, you know, made them feel a little more confident out on the streets when dealing with certain types of people. Their communication skills were better. So we've found nothing but success doing things this way. Right. And I mean, I'm sure Officer Borges has a lot more, you know, information about that, because she's a corrections officer. So she knows what kind of things would be helpful for a deputy out, you know, on the streets.
I had a lot of people that had worked with me in the past, and they were corrections officers first, and then they became deputies. But I do find that it actually helps for you to go through the corrections training academy first and working in the actual jail, because you gain the knowledge of how to communicate with the people that you're dealing with on a daily basis and arresting and taking them into the facility. It's something very helpful. I feel like it's a great experience. As a corrections officer, you do deal with different type of people, mental health people, detoxers, general population, even juvies. And I feel like going through the Corrections Training Academy is a very great idea, and it's helped a lot of deputies become better when they're out in the field.
That's interesting. You know, speaking of the jail, quick question. What is it like? What is a day like working in the jail? What is a shift like for you working in the jail?
So, you know, I've had the experience to work in very different units, a lot of different units. And like I said, I've gained a lot of knowledge and experience working with different people there. And you basically have to make sure that just the inmates are good. You are conducting 20-minute rounds. You are feeding them. You're sending them out to visitation. You're sending them out to court. You're sending them out to the medical unit, even to yards. And basically just, you know, building a rapport with the inmates, because the more you know about them, the better you are able to conduct your job and making sure that they are safe.
What do you like about being a corrections officer?
I like being a corrections officer because I feel like I make a difference in someone's life. I feel that there has been people, you know, coming up from different backgrounds, and they feel like people with a badge are bad people. But actually speaking to these people with like a human being, then they feel like they could change their ways and actually be better when they go back out to the community. So I feel like I have definitely made a change. I have built a good rapport with the inmates, and a lot of them know me, and I feel like I could guide them in the right direction and maybe change their life for the better.
For sure. What about you, Deputy Kelly? What do you like about being a deputy and a recruiter? Because you've been in this role for a little over a year, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, the main reason why I got into being a deputy is definitely because I wanted to help people. And I do feel like I've gotten that. But actually doing the job, I want to say my favorite thing is just community events, right? Getting to meet people outside of a call, outside of the worst day of their life, you know, mm-hmm. to some people. Mm-hmm. So getting to meet people in the community, that includes, you know, adults, that includes kids. I mean, I absolutely love just stopping, you know, when I'm on patrol and seeing a group of kids, just stopping by and, you know, playing basketball with them or, you know, giving them some stickers and stuff. So I want to say that is my favorite part of the job, because I did get influenced when I was a young kid to become a police officer by another police officer. Mm-hmm. And so who knows, maybe, you know, I will influence somebody as a kid to want to be a police officer and help people when they grow up.
I like that. Great answer. I know there's a push at other agencies to hire diverse people. Is that the case here at PSCSD?
I mean, of course, we're always looking to add to our already diverse department. I mean, we have people that work with our department that, you know, are from different countries, you know, myself included. I was born in Mexico, and, you know, having the opportunity to work for this amazing department has been, you know, great. We have people that speak different languages. I know we did a Christmas video not too long ago, and we had a couple of COs speak, you know, some languages that I hadn't even heard of before.
Right.
So, you know, we have people from different walks of life. So, of course, we're always looking to add to our already diverse department.
And I know, Kevin, you've been really working on your Spanish.
Yes. Si.
You're doing good. Si, 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 si.
Muy bien. It's a process. Yeah, you guys talk to me in Spanish, so it helps me understand. Shame on me, because I took 8 years of Spanish.
Eight years? Oh, and God. All those trips to Rocky Point?
We can't talk about Rocky Point. No, it's funny. Yeah,
what
that is true.
What happens to Rocky Point?
It stays at Rocky Point. Yes. Unless you're bringing back shrimp or fish. No, I love my Rocky Point.
And so, is there anything that we did not touch on about the recruitment process that you guys want to mention?
Every position has their own minimum qualifications, okay? Most of the time, it's going to be high school diploma or GED and be at least 18 years of age. Again, you know, if you're interested in a specific one, make sure you're reading those minimum qualifications. But what I get the most from people is, hey, can you help explain this position in English terms? Because the application kind of has just a generic explanation about the job. So, you know, if you kind of want to learn more about a specific, you know, job that you're reading about, contact us. I mean, you know, we can tell you firsthand, okay, this is what they'll be doing, this is the type of shifts, and just know we are a 24-hour operation, so a lot of our positions are going to be, you know, shift work. So just kind of something to throw out there.
And we know that you were very active on social media in terms of posting those jobs. They come out once a week, right?
Yep. Every Wednesday, we do update our open positions. So if you're interested, just check our social media page, and every Wednesday they will be updated.
I know you guys have families. What is your favorite meal to cook for your family, CO Borges?
My favorite meal would be chicken rolled enchiladas.
Ooh. Those green ones that you brought to the...
And beans and the rice and all that good stuff.
The green ones?
The green ones, yes. Hatch chili. Mm.
From New Mexico?
From New Mexico.
Must be from New Mexico.
And so, describe, how do you make it? Tell me.
How do I make the chicken enchiladas? Well, there's two ways that I can make it. I can make them rolled or I can make them as a casserole. But I like to blend the chili and the blender with sour cream, cheese. There's so many things you could add to it. But yeah.
Okay. I'm expecting that sometime for lunch.
Okay.
Had you come to the potluck on time,
yes.
You would have had
story.
I will keep that in mind, Kevin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Somebody's got my back here. All right. Deputy Kelly, what's your favorite meal to make for your family?
My favorite is tacos.
Okay.
So tacos with the little frijoles and arroz on the side, you know. So it's quick enough to make, like when you've had a long day, but, you know, not too easy either. You're not like sticking stuff in the microwave.
Which ones are your favorite, Patricia?
Which
it, would it be like the soft ones or tacos dorados?
No. Tacos dorados, okay. Yeah. Like the fried. You know you got to fry that, you know?
Us Hispanics love our fried food.
Hey, I love fried food too.
I know people sometimes when they think, you know, they hear my name, Patricia Kelly, they don't know that I'm Hispanic, but I am very much so. Again, I was born in Mexico, so yeah.
Let's get it right.
Angelica actually meant to say Patricia.
Patricia Kelly. Oh, man. Yeah.
Let the last name fool you.
Don't let my last name fool you, for sure.
You guys always get on me about rolling my R's. I mean,
we're working on it. We're working on it.
And then another question for you guys.
Okay, go for it.
What is your favorite hobby, Kevin?
Ooh, it's a lot of, I mean, so I basically, when I was born, I grew up with a basketball. I mean, basically, I was born and my parents were like, here's a basketball. So basketball is always my favorite hobby. Whether I can run as fast as I used to, maybe not. But my hobby is basketball. I love to play it. I love to coach it. I love to watch it. It's just something that kind of takes me away from the daily grind or something bad has happened. I can go to a basketball hoop, shoot some hoops, and freak about whatever is going bad.
And what position did you play as a basketball player?
So, wow, this is getting deep. So in high school, I played shooting guard, small forward, power forward, because I'm 6'3". So in high school at 6'3", you're pretty tall. And then when I went on to play college, I was mainly a shooting guard, because 6'3" in college is pretty short.
Okay.
So for a basketball player, for regular people, 6'3" is pretty tall, but for a basketball player, shooting guard and 6'3", that was my spot.
Okay. Totally. And Angelica, what about you? What's your favorite
hobby? I'm not 6'3", not even 5'3", really. So, I like naps. Big fan of naps.
Okay.
I know that doesn't sound like a legitimate hobby, but I like to sleep when I can. I also like to play golf a lot. So anytime it is not raining fire outside and not in the successive heat that we've been seeing, I'll try to go out to the golf course and kind of de-stress out there.
Okay.
Nice. I like this little flip.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for it, but I like, you know, that you, of course, the recruiters.
You're used to asking the questions, Kevin, but it's good to answer as well.
Well, you guys ask questions too, so I'm not surprised that you guys came out with us with it.
Yeah, so cool. We are really grateful that you guys came on the show, and we're just really grateful for all the work that you guys have been doing with the Pima County Sheriff's Department.
Thank you so much.
We hear it all the time, you know, the recruiting team, that we have our numbers up, and so we just want to congratulate you guys for the hard work that you guys have been doing.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I hear other agencies are jealous of what we're doing, so
that's
happy.
I hear that
for
too.
Me. Yeah, exactly.
We love to hear that.
Yeah, whatever you guys are doing, you're doing it right. Keep it up. And I love it. And thank you again for joining us on PCSD.
What's the word?